The Real Estate Hour, the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay. Heard every Sunday morning right here on KSRO for over 35 years. Hosted by Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, local realtors with local real estate experience, bringing you market updates, industry insights, and tips for home buyers and sellers, plus community information and local guests. The Norman Home Team, a mother-daughter real estate team with Keller Williams Realty Wine Country. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237. And now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to Stephanie. It is her birthday. It's not like it's this week. It's actually today is her birthday. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Anyway, welcome. And to the rest of you, welcome. And go out there and enjoy Stephanie's birthday.
A good 3-day weekend that everyone gets for my birthday.
Yes, I know, and it's always been it's a blessing and a curse, right?
With the
falling around Memorial Day, because usually people are out of town. I know when you were growing up, it was sorry, we can't make Stephanie's party.
Yeah, I always had to celebrate it in like June because everyone was out of town on vacation, summer vacation.
Yeah. Anyway, but. Yeah.
So happy Sunday, everybody. Hope you're enjoying your 3-day weekend and not forgetting about why we have that 3-day weekend for Memorial Day and remembering all of our...
ultimate sacrifice.
Thank you, yes.
Yes, indeed. So we are thinking about that as well today. And it's also the kind of unofficial start to the summer. summer season. Which also includes the summer buying season when we're talking about real estate, because we are a real estate show, talking about real estate. that we're going to talk a little bit about some buyer, because we are seeing more buyers coming out.
Yeah.
And last week we talked a lot about kind of getting your house ready for the market. This week we're going to talk about putting together a strong buyer, a strong offer as buyers. There's more competition. Just more going on right now, even in spite of everything going on in the world, and interest rates are up and cost of living has gone up, and still people out there recognizing and realizing that real estate is still a good
when people ask me
investment.
how the market's doing, and I say people are still buying, they're always really surprised.
It's like,
people can still afford it, and it's like,
some people have, there's still actually a lot of cash out there in the world, and we do see a lot of cash buyers, but there's still people getting loans.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of it's, putting a lot of years into the thought process of, buying a home and saving up money and really making sure they're ready. So we're seeing that. Also people selling their home and then moving, and we've seen over the years, since COVID and interest rates went way down, everybody refinanced or they bought a house during those first couple of years of COVID, and then the interest rates went up, and we've seen people just sitting on those low interest loans going, I'd love to move, or I need to move, this house is too big, it's too small, I need to get to the other side of the country to be with my family, or whatever. And they've been hanging on to that because of that low interest rate. So I think we're starting to see a loosening up of that, or, kind of breaking point where people are all, we've got to do something. Obviously, it's not going to change anytime soon and all. And prices still have kind of continued to go up. So just incremental little bit. It's just a weird market. It's a weird market, which is also our answer to the question.
It's
an interesting, people say, how's the market? It's interesting.
Yeah.
It depends is a really good answer too, because it does depend. It's like what part of the market are you looking in? That higher end of the market has really taken a long time to sell. And we're seeing a lot more things come on the market in that lower price point.
And then
buyers, those selling quickly, the ones coming in the mm-hmm. higher price point aren't selling quite as quickly. Yeah. Which in part is kind of normal, but at the same time, it's it definitely changed a lot. I think after COVID, you know, after like midway through the, you know, what probably like it's probably like a 5 year. Yeah. If you look at COVID, we're looking at, you know, what happened in 2019 versus what happened in, you know, then 2020. And then you're looking at 21 and 22. And then the interest rates went up and then things changed. And it took us really until I think last year, maybe even this year, to really recover from yeah. that. So, you know, when we talk about the COVID years, I usually think about a 5 year period, you know. And it's interesting. I think I mentioned last week how everything is kind of before COVID, you know, when we're, yeah. we're or after it was that before COVID or after COVID, you know, when you're thinking about something
sense,
that
yeah.
happened in your life,
things
it's like,
definitely
I don't, yeah,
changed after that.
It was a definitely defining moment in the world.
And while we're speaking of listings, we still have our listing at 2346 Olivet Lane.
We have our beautiful,
beautiful property. The view. I want it.
It's just under 3 acres. About 2,400 square feet, a little over. There's an almost finished ADU. It is a permitted structure. It has, you know, windows, walls in, and there's doors. They have the flooring ready to go in. They've got all the spaces inside defined and some of the fixtures in for a one bedroom, two bath, laundry room, and then two other office study type rooms that are not bedrooms. But that's it's a one bedroom ADU. It's I think like 900 square, just under 900 square feet. But that's a huge bonus for this property, you know, to be able to, and there's an easy, a fairly easy pathway, and that the owner has looked into and is in the process of working on making it a legal ADU.
Yeah.
Right now it's a legal structure. And it's a huge benefit to this property, all of that. And then the house itself is this modern Victorian-inspired, is like what we call it.
Wraparound porch. But, oh, my gosh.
That's
views
like the selling
days.
Piece for me, yes. is that wraparound porch.
And those
it's
views.
A big, it's not just like a little porch. It's a really substantial
yes.
porch. And it goes all the way around.
Sit outside in the morning and drink your coffee and look out over the vineyards.
It's, yeah, overlooking vineyards.
You can watch the sunrise. You can watch the sunset.
Yes.
No, I think that's
well, you can
different.
Watch the sunrise from the back porch.
Yeah, exactly, because you have a wraparound porch. You can watch it either way.
Go sit on the back porch for the. In fact, they sent me a really nice picture of. It looked like a sunset, but it's clearly facing the back part
oh,
of the property,
right,
and
yeah.
I'm like. Wait, is that a sunrise? He's all, yep.
Ooh, I love a sunrise.
It's so pretty. So you get both.
Yeah.
It's just a really nice house. It's a three bed. The house itself, I talked a lot about the ADU. The house itself is three bedroom, two and a half bath, plus a, it's plumbed for an additional bathroom in the garage, the extended portion of the garage. And then it has two laundry room areas. It has a separate dedicated office. Am I leaving anything out? Own solar. So, I mean, it's just got a lot going for it.
It's a beautiful property.
It's listed at $1.7 million. We'll probably do an open house next weekend. It didn't make sense
yeah.
on Memorial Day weekend yeah. because everybody's gone, like we already mentioned.
And speaking of Memorial Day weekend, I did post on our Facebook page, Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. It's a link to the Made Local. Is it Made Local?
Happening Local.
Thank you. There is a Made Local.
There is a Made. It's different.
It's Happening Local. They have events that happen this weekend. They might be something today. I'm not sure. But there is stuff happening tomorrow on a Memorial Day. There's there's a remembrance ceremony in Ronard Park held at the Ronard Park Community Center, 5401 Snyder Lane at 10 a.m. featuring speakers, music, and an avenue of flags. There's a Memorial Day car show in Windsor, a free large-scale event at New Song Church, 167 Arata Lane, starting at 10 a.m., showcasing over 350 vehicles with food trucks and family activities. There's also Russian River Float in Forestville, an open invite community float starting at Steelhead Beach Regional Park.
all kinds of things.
9:30. Yeah, so there's a there's lot usually, of stuff happening. There's
usually in Sonoma veterans.
Sonoma Town Bluegrass Jam.
No, there's usually like Memorial on Mondays. And I haven't, yeah. I didn't look it up to see, but.
So yeah, there, you just Google it. I will post some of these events.
Yeah, take a look at our Facebook page, yes. The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman on Facebook, and we've got events there. And speaking of that page, I shared, I happened to catch a portion of an interview yesterday. It was on, I was listening to The Wolf, which is one of our sister stations here. But it also aired on KSRO, and it's actually on the KSRO website. It's the Sonoma County Focus. Really good interview with four different veterans that have done the and Claudio Calvo, who was we had him years ago on the radio show talking about Hearts for Veterans. But anyway, he is really involved with the North Bay Honor Flights, and Honor Flights is a national program. Mm-hmm. It originally started with bringing World War II veterans to the memorials in Washington, D.C. They've expanded it to cover Korean and veteran wars. As far as I'm concerned, it should be anybody that is, yeah, a veteran that fought in a war should be able to be on these honor flights. But they, it's a really good interview. They talked about the impact it had on them to go to the different memorials and see, you know, the names of their, you know, fallen comrades, and then coming back. And if you hear of an honor flight coming back, and they talk about it, you hear about it, and we'll try and keep track and remind people. But you can go, anybody can show up. I think we talked about it on one show when it was happening, but you can go and just, people line the streets on the way to the airport, and they get that hero's welcome. And for the Vietnam veterans that came back and didn't receive that, there was one or two of the people talking on this interview who mentioned the impact of that, because they didn't really receive that when they came back. So anyway, it's a really good interview. I posted it on our Facebook page, Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman.
Yeah, so if you're interested in
give it a listen,
to it,
and you, yeah, can get and it'll talk about how you can get involved with North Bay Honor Flight and,
yeah,
all of
and
that.
Don't forget why we celebrate this 3-day weekend that we get. It's not just a celebration and an extra 3 days.
Official kickoff of summer, yes, and woo, we don't have to work. But yeah, there's a reason why,
yes,
we have
that. So
this
don't
3-day.
Forget that reason.
So we're
to honor that.
Yes, thank you. I didn't mean to cut you off. It's an important topic, but yeah, so we are going to talk about, we're going to take a quick break, we come back, things we're going to talk about during the show today, we're going to mention buyer strategies. I want to talk a little bit about, because it is Memorial Day, and we do a lot of work with veterans, and that's really we usually on Veterans Day, we do a full show on the VA loan and all the benefits of that, but a lot of people don't know, and hopefully the Veterans Administration lets people know, but if a surviving spouse is actually eligible for the entitlements for the VA loan. So I want to talk a little bit about that, just to cover that, because, you know, I
and
think
we
it's important
keep it
to know.
With some empathy in there as well.
Yes, exactly. And not, yeah, yes. Anyway, so and then that, we're going to talk about the numbers, and then that'll take us through the show. So
yeah,
let's take a quick break, and we'll come back. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We are the Norman Home Team. You're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
This is KSRO, Sonoma County's home for hard-hitting talk, local news, and variety at night and on the weekend. Like The Ramsey Show, Saturday and Sunday afternoons 3 to 6, Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
Selling your home isn't just about square footage, bedrooms, or price. It's about the lifestyle. Whether it's a first home, a family estate, or a luxury retreat, every home has a story.
It's the morning light in the kitchen, the way the backyard fills up with friends and family, the quiet moments on the front porch, the life that's been lived there. When it's time to sell, that story matters. Buyers aren't just purchasing a home, they're connecting to a lifestyle. We bring your home story to life through tailored marketing, strategic exposure, and by taking the time to understand what makes your home stand out.
When you're ready to sell, we'll make sure your home story is told the right way to attract the right buyers.
Reach out to the Norman Home Team. Schedule a no-obligation consultation at normanhometeam.com. Alice and Stephanie Norman, realtors at Keller Williams Realty Wine Country and hosts of the Real Estate Hour on KSRO. DRE licenses 01720334 and 0220-9237.
Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Happy Sunday. Happy birthday to Stephanie. Yes. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. I hope you have some plans. Yeah, something fun and some time to reflect.
Yes.
And all of the things. So let's take a look at the numbers, and then we'll move on from there and talk about buyer strategies and VA for those surviving spouses that a lot of people don't realize
yeah.
is available. But so first, let's tackle those numbers and let you know what's going on. I came across, you know, on Facebook memories, something popped up, and it was happened to be May a couple years ago. But the difference in the amount of numbers, this was actually end of April. At the end of April, we were looking at the numbers. There was 416. Wow. What year is this? This is, you know, it was 2022. It didn't show up on this picture, but I know it was 2022. So there were 416 active listings and 427 in escrow. So there we had more in escrow than we had active on the market. Wow. That was kind of the end of, I don't remember what month the interest rates went up, but that was kind of the end of the you know, happy times when there was not happy because we were going through COVID, but the times as far as real estate, when people kind of were going crazy and mm-hmm. buying and refinancing and all of the things because the interest rates were so low. But so yeah, there were 416 active. This was April 30th, May 1st. I don't know why they're both the same time. Maybe a month now. I really need to. Yeah, shoot. I sent this. I have it on my phone. I'm looking at Stephanie's. I sent it just as a photo, but it was the 20. Maybe that was the 2021 and then 2022. Oh, but there were 300 and what does that say? 398 active listings and then 451 in escrow. And so I'm telling you that to put into context what we're looking at today. So we definitely have more inventory, about twice as many homes on the market right now. There are 893 as of today. And those are single family homes active on the market right now. The median price for those is $1,250,000. And so that's and that's a median. So that, you know, $1,250,000 doesn't mean all the houses are selling for that amount of money. That's the middle of the market. And then in escrow, there are 332. So definitely a big difference from those other years that I showed, where it was, you know, there were actually more on the more in escrow than there were on the market. And we were definitely feeling that and seeing multiple offers and overbids mm-hmm. and all that. And, you know, a lot of it's been a little hard to explain that to sellers right now, that that's not the market we're in right now, because there aren't. We're not all getting multiple offers and overbids. Buyers are being really selective and taking their time. And we're going to, but I think that's starting to change a little bit. And we'll talk about that when we talk about buyer strategies in a little bit. But anyway, let's finish up this part. So condos, there are 100. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. For the median in escrow, $875,000 is the median price of what's in escrow right now. That's pretty indicative of what we're seeing as far as the lower priced homes really selling and going into escrow versus the higher priced homes staying on the market a little bit longer. Condos are 146 condos and townhouses, 146 active on the market, 48 in escrow. Mobile homes, we have 97 active, and those are mobile homes in a park. 97 active, 36 in escrow. Multi-unit, 2 to 4 units, there are 115 active on the market right now, and then 13 in escrow. That's really pretty normal to see that big gap between the two. And then same with land, there are 308. It's up over 300 again from, I think it was last week as well. Yeah, it was 311 last week. So a lot of land, buildable residential lots and land. And the difference between lots and land is the lot is usually in a subdivision in town, mm-hmm. And then not always in town, but usually in a subdivision in town. And then land is more, you know, out in the country, maybe requires septic and a well and all of that, but not necessarily all the time. Anyway, so lots and land, buildable residential lots and land, 308, and then 35 in escrow. So. And that's pretty normal for that,
right? And that's
right?
For all of Sonoma County.
This is all of Sonoma County, yeah. And so you have a look at what happened this last week,
yes,
just single-family homes, right?
From last Sunday to today. So new listings, and this is also Sonoma County. New listings, 143 with a median list price of $850,000. Back on market, 15. Price reduction, 71. In escrow, 86. Pending, 78. And sold, 99. With a median sold price of $958,000 and 48 days on the market. And that is an average on that one. And let's see.
What did it look like last week?
So, yeah, the new listings have gone up. Last week it was 139 listings.
And what is it this week?
143.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, see, we're seeing some more stuff come on the market, but I think we're also seeing more go into escrow.
Yeah.
Or at least it feels like it anyway.
In escrow, yeah. Last week it was 69. Today it is 86.
Okay. And then, did you say the median price of what went into escrow?
Yeah, so in escrow today is $958,000, and last week it was $832,500.
Okay. Yeah, and so that, you know, when we're, especially when we're looking at week to week, that number fluctuates a lot,
it does,
I think, because, you know, all it takes is one really high price listing or one really low price listing or a few of each, you know, to really change that needle up or down. But I think it's important to keep an eye out and see.
Yeah.
And what it does tell us is maybe something more expensive did sell this year. I mean, go into escrow this week.
And it's fun to see. Sometimes it's like a crazy number that comes up and we can go back and look and be like, oh, wow, that was a property that was on the market for like 100 days or something like that. And
yeah.
Like, wow.
And it sold. Yeah. You know, that eventually they'll sell. But
yeah.
Usually it involves multiple price reductions. And
yes.
And all
and then,
of the things.
Congratulations to all of you who either sold or bought a new home and everyone that was involved, because it is such a process. There's so many people in the background working to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all did it. So congratulations.
Yay, congratulations. Yeah, it's a lot of work. And it's very stressful for both sides and for all sides, really. Shout out to the title companies too, because they work really hard, especially when they're up against deadlines. And also congratulations to our client who sold their place on Thorn, our house. We cried a little bit. No,
we did.
We were happy for them, but oh man, that's one of those things where, gosh darn it, if we had some money in the bank, I would have bought that place.
It's an amazing
I do have
property,
some money, but if I had enough money in the bank.
To the buyers.
Congratulations. It's, 3477 Thorn. It sold for $810,000. We did have multiple offers on that.
Definitely have some FOMO on that one.
It sold, those million-dollar properties along that ridge there, looking to the east, overlooking the Sebastopol, Sebastopol Rosa, all of the, you know, and to the hills beyond, and you can see Hood Mountain, all the things. It's
just
congratulations. We're excited for the new owners, and happy for our clients, the sellers, who are they're actually going to exchange into something else as an investment. But okay,
exciting.
But anyway, congrats to them and everybody involved in the title company. Worked really hard to get that thing. We closed it early, so that was nice.
Yeah.
All righty, I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We are the Norm Home Team.
And when we come back, we're going to be discussing...
We'll talk about buyer strategies. Let's
Perfect.
Do that. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
It's hell time. Through these quiet rows of wine.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubosky. The U.S. and Iran appear to be reportedly making progress towards ironing out a new interim peace agreement. That could include the end of the U.S. blockade around the Strait of Hormuz. But ABC's Selena Wang says some of the president's allies are already unhappy with what they're hearing.
We are hearing some alarm and concern from some top Senate Republicans, including from Republican Senator Ted Cruz. He is saying that he is deeply concerned about what he's heard about is in this deal. He says if the result of this is that the Iranian regime can still enrich uranium, develop nuclear weapons, and have effective control over the strait, he says the outcome would be disastrous.
Democrat Tom Suozzi and Republican Brian Fitzpatrick are touting new legislation aimed at blocking the Department of Justice's creation of a $1.8 billion anti-weaponization fund. And about 50,000 people are under evacuation orders in Southern California amid fears a tank of toxic chemicals could spill or explode. This is ABC News.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following the cloudy and cooler overnight, we can look to generally sunny skies to give us daytime highs in the low 70s. In the evening, a few passing clouds should leave us with overnight lows in the high 40s and low 50s. Looking ahead, another warming trend is expected to begin on Tuesday with temps in the mid 70s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO. Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And happy birthday to Stephanie.
Thank you.
Yes. You had a good day yesterday.
I did. It was exhausting, but it was fun.
Yeah. What was that winery?
It was Buena Vista Winery in Sonoma, and it's actually the oldest winery, and it was so beautiful. We did the bubble lounge, which was amazing. It was like down in,
down in the dungeon.
Basically, it was kind of cold in there, and it was nice. So it was
and
they,
so they served up different types of bubblies.
Yeah, we got four tastings of champagne, and they were like good-sized tastings too, and it was just a beautiful property. They have a wine maze, which we did not have time to check out.
It's just a maze, so you drink a little wine and try and get out of a maze.
Exactly, and they have a lot of like photo opportunity spots, and you walk around, and there's actually like a trail that you can go walk on.
Oh, nice.
And so I definitely want to go there on a day where more time and not wearing heels.
Oh, yeah. You guys had the Bridgerton look going on.
Yes, I did do a theme. I made my friends all dress up with me and do a Bridgerton theme.
Since it's the oldest winery.
Yes, exactly. It just made sense, and I wanted it to be fun. Yeah. So yeah,
what's that other, the Bartholomew?
And then we went to Bartholomew Park, which is also a winery, and then they have, I think it's Anita's Garden.
Yeah, I took a picture. I don't have my phone. It's not Anita's.
It's
something
not
else.
Anita's.
But
it's somebody's garden.
It's a really nice. They ask that you buy some wine to help support their maintaining this beautiful grounds.
We got a rosé, and it was really good.
Yeah, and they have picnic tables, and then you can bring your own food, and so. Both of those places. Living
really
in the wine
together.
Country, we always have people, you know, come into town and say, what's a good winery to go to? And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I didn't even go wine tasting in my life, you know, until maybe 10 years ago. I grew up here, you know, I grew up in Marin, but then I've been in Sonoma County for like 40 years or more. But I was raising four kids. I didn't go wine tasting, you know.
I got you into it, I think. I was like, let's go.
Yeah, no, it's good because we do have people ask us that question.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so enough of that. But if you find it, you can shout out. But yeah, Bartholomew Winery and Estate, and then they also have Bartholomew Park, and it's actually a land, it's like a land grant or something for owned by the family still, but they allow them to use it. But anyway, it's a beautiful spot. Same with Buena Vista. Okay, so let's...
Oh, it was Antonia.
Oh,
Antonia's Garden. I was very close.
Yeah, it's really... I highly encourage you to check out either one of those.
Definitely.
If you're looking for a nice winery to go to. Or a place that you can bring your own food. Mm-hmm. It's not part of their wine tasting thing. It's separate, but they do They don't require it, but they ask if you could, you know, you support. They actually have a sign on the way in. It says, enjoy Antonio's garden. Your wine purchases help support this beautiful place. So anyway, okay, let's talk about buyer strategies. And like we said, we are starting to see more buyers. It's partly because it's the summer is coming. Kids are out of school. People are saying, okay, let's do that. They're not out of school yet, but they're going to be out of school, you know, so they're going to start the, you know, families, especially, you know, with kids that are in school really like to wait and make that move during the summer months. So, we're seeing that a lot of like job transfers, things like that, moving to, out of the state, moving in, into the state, that happens a lot during the summer. And so, and then after all these years of kind of the market really kind of sucking to be honest, you know, and not really, I mean, but it's been, you know, it's been a hard market the last couple of years, and buyers are coming out and saying, okay, let's do this, you know, and maybe they've taken that much time to figure out how to make it work, or they've decided, okay, the rates aren't going down, so let's just do what we need to do. And we've talked about that a lot.
There was something we heard recently when someone said, it was like something about not waiting for the perfect moment, for the perfect
moment in the market.
Yes.
You want the perfect moment for yourself, really. Exactly. I think when George Adair came on, we talked about that too, is, you know, what does it look like for you in this moment in time, and does it work? If it works, it doesn't matter what the interest rate is. It doesn't matter what might happen in the market. Does it work for you right now? If you want to buy a house, that's what, you know, look at it that way. And some people don't. If you don't want to buy a house, and, you know, no judgment. In my opinion, it was the single best thing that I ever did, is buying a house and moving out of a rental. We had, had I don't want to say kicked out, but they sold the own property owner sold two rentals in a row, you know, within like a year and a half. You know, so you move into one, they go, actually, we're going to sell. Here's your notice. Then you move in another, and then the woman's husband had passed away, and she goes, I'm sorry. And we had literally been there for like 2 months, just got all the utilities set up, and just got all the, so okay, we need to do something different. So buying a house, the stability of it was huge. And then when the market, you know, tanked and did all the things and the economy and all of that, then, you know, we rode that storm through, and I, my house payment, you know, was still less than, even though it was way underwater, it was still less than if I had to go have a rental, you know, go rent a property. So, we rode the storm. And anyway, so my point is, if you are thinking about buying a home, it doesn't really matter what the market looks like. It's what it looks for to you. So what's happening in your life, and is this important to you? So if it is, if you're not working with a realtor already, we're absolutely happy to sit down and talk to you and talk strategy and see if we can help you and if we're a good fit. But if you are working with an agent, we don't want to override anything that they're telling you. But I just want to, if you're thinking about it, and you're not yet working with anybody, or even if you are, just here's some information that we've learned over the years, through myself, through multiple up and down markets, and you've watching,
watching,
living through it by moms having a good year or a bad year, you know. So
and then now. Coming, I think I came on 3 years this year.
Yeah,
and just you've been through. Being like actually in it as a realtor and having my license, rather than being at home
watching it from
and
the sidelines.
Watching from the sidelines, it's very different, and I've learned quickly of all the strategies and things to do that helps a home sell, and what makes a home not sell, and what
right.
could
and
mess
putting
up.
An offer together too
yes,
for a buyer.
Yes,
so
definitely.
So. You brought up something when we were taking notes here or making notes, and one about putting your best offer first.
Yes.
You know, so especially if it's a competitive, you know,
yes,
that there's multiple offers,
definitely.
Or there might be. So what are your thoughts on that?
You want to put your best offer first, because you don't want to just expect that they're going to come back with a counteroffer, because it's a tough market. There's if it's a busy market and there's a lot of other people looking at that same house putting in offers, you want yours to be the best if you want that house. If you really want that house,
if you really, really want it,
put your best offer. Don't just assume they're going to counter off you. Counter offer you.
Yeah. And we hear that sometimes. You go, oh, gosh, I thought they were going to counter me. It's like, no, they don't have to. Or if we're working with a seller, and, you know, especially if it's multiple offers, like, I don't want to go back and forth. I don't want to do all this back and forth stuff. Let's just pick an offer. Let's pick the one that we like the best. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't always necessarily mean it's the best.
And to go along with that, cash offers are not always best either.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So don't just assume that your cash offer is better than all the other offers.
No, yeah, and we have some agents, they'll say, oh, but we're cash. You know,
it's like, cash is king.
That's nice, but there's a better offer on the table that they like for other reasons, you know. And ultimately, it's up to the seller
to accept.
It's never up to the agent. And sometimes agents will kind of insert themselves in that and be all, oh, well, they're not going to take that offer. It's like, well, really, did you put it on the table in front of them? And or it's send it to their computer and say, look at this offer. What do you think? And then here's what I think, you know, as an agent. So we're here to advise, but ultimately the decision is the seller's, and they can pick for whatever reason they want. And it's not always the strong, you know, it's not always the higher offer. Sometimes it's stronger in other things. And sometimes they like the shortness of a contingency, or they like the length, or they're going to give them a rent back, whereas the other one didn't, you know. And then the other buyer will go, well, I didn't know they wanted a rent back. Well, did your agent call the listing agent and say, what are they looking for in an offer?
So that's
another big one. So your agent should be in communication with the seller's agent.
Yeah.
And say, and then that's a really good question to ask is, what are they looking for?
Mm-hmm.
What do they want? You know, what if they have 50 years worth of stuff in their house and you're waving a cash offer at them saying, we can close in 10 days. You think they're going to want to get out of there in 10 days?
They're
you know, know the seller, know who the seller is by having your agent call the other agent, say, what are they looking for in an offer? What could we do to make our offer stand out above all these others? Not price, because they're, you know, most agents, and we're really not supposed to talk about that, you know, because it's really not fair to all the other ones. And it's not, you know, to say, oh, well, we've got an offer for $800,000. Can you top that? You know, we really don't do that. And there are some that might. But anyway, it's usually kind of a taboo thing, and don't do that, because it's then you're basically like shopping the first offer that came in around to see if you can get a better one. But anyway, so putting your best offer first, if you really want this house. And a lot of times what I'll say to somebody is, you know, how bad would you feel if you didn't get this house?
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to be devastated, put your best offer in first, you know, because you don't know. You can't assume that they're going to counter you. So that's a really big one. But so what is your best offer? What does that look like? You know, what, you know, really, it doesn't necessarily have to be priced. Some sellers, it is. It's about how much money am I going to net in the end, you know. But, you know, maybe you can shorten those contingency periods. If they've done all their inspections already.
Yeah, that's helpful.
You could even come in with, you know, only an appraisal and a loan contingency. We've seen some who actually have to get a loan, which requires an appraisal. In most cases, sometimes they'll waive it, but you don't know ahead of time. But if they're so solidly qualified, if you as a buyer are so solidly qualified that you can put an offer in non-contingent, and you really don't want to miss out on this house, and you've come in with as much money as you comfortably can, or the lender will approve. Our attorneys all say don't do this, but you know, you can put, and there's a thing you have to sign saying I've been advised against this. You can put a non-contingent offer in, you know, and then looking at, okay, what if it appraises a little low? Can I come in with that a little bit extra cash and stuff? So it's really something you have to make that decision yourself, and the attorneys all advise against it, because that's a contingency you're giving up that you honestly really shouldn't. But to strengthen your offer, you can. Yeah. Just be aware that there could be consequences. I actually, when I bought the house in Oregon, it was a fierce multiple counteroffer, and I ended up waiving my appraisal and loan contingency, and I was getting a loan. It appraised a little low, and I came in with the extra cash, and it for me, it was okay, because it doesn't matter what the it doesn't matter what the appraiser says. Mm-hmm. I mean, it does, because they have to come in with the right amount to get the loan.
Yeah.
But it has to, people give way too much weight, I think, to an appraisal. Appraiser is a person who's educated to look at the facts and look at the comps and say, this is what the house is worth based on what I'm seeing in my experience, my knowledge. But if it's worth, you know, say it appraises for $725, and you put an offer at $750, if it's worth $750 to you and you have the cash to make up that difference, mm-hmm. then it's worth, you know, it's worth what you're willing to pay for it and what the seller is willing to take for it. So anyway, but you can shorten those contingencies or remove them completely. Just know the consequences. Talk to an attorney if you feel comfortable or not, you know, feel like you should do that. I'll pretty much guarantee they're going to tell you don't do that.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know, removing the contingencies is not the appraisal and loan. That one's a big scary one, mm-hmm. because it really is. You know, if they say you can't get the loan, now you don't have that safety net or that exit lane because you gave it away. Mm-hmm. But if they've already done all their inspections, you know what it's going to cost, or you're comfortable, worst case scenario, this is what could be wrong with the property. You may want to remove the contingencies if it's a really, you need to put in a really strong offer and you can't come up any higher in your price.
Yeah.
Or even just shortening the contingency periods, you know, like I need 5 days to do something. Keep in mind, though, our inspectors now are a couple of weeks out. There are some you can find, maybe they had a cancellation or maybe, you know, and a lot of times when we're putting an offer in, we know we're going to be putting an offer in, we're ahead of time calling and setting up inspections. Just to get them on the books. And then we call back and say, never mind, we didn't get the offer accepted. Or we did, let's go. So, you know, it's really important to put together a strong offer in a market where it's competitive. And having that communication between the listing agent and the buyer's agent, it's really good. One other thing, we have to take a break, is being available and knowing that this, and even if it's something that's been on the market for a while, just because it's been on the market for a while doesn't mean that you're the only person looking at it, you know, so maybe we've had it over and over again where it's been sitting on the market and suddenly three offers come in all at once. It's all, gosh darn it, we should have done it last week, you know, when there were no offers. But so be available and don't say, oh yeah, we can look at it next week on, you know, Tuesday. Okay, well, it's probably going to get offers this weekend, so be aware of that. And then, you know, remember that you do have a contingency period. And a lot of people are, right now, the buyers are being really picky, rightfully so in some cases. But, you know, they're taking more time.
Yes, and there's a lot out there, so that's why they can do that, because there's a lot out there.
And
that's
then,
why
they
always say
that,
don't wait till the spring market or summer market.
Yeah.
It's mostly spring. Everyone waits till spring. That's when everyone else is waiting.
Yeah, then suddenly it gets busy.
Yeah.
But so there's a lot on the market, so they get this kind of indecision, you know, this decision anxiety. It's like, but there's so many, which one should I put an offer in on? And while you're humming and hawing and deciding which one makes sense and pulling up all the data and doing your spreadsheets and all of that, there's somebody putting an offer in, you know, or doing the same thing, and then all the offers come in at once.
Yeah.
There is some, that's what a contingency is for. It's for doing some of that research. I always have a caveat to that you don't want to just throw an offer out knowing that you're going to decide once you're in escrow, because that's not fair to anybody. It's just not the right way to do it. And you know, we all talk, all of the agents talk, and we know we're going to bat for you, and we're pulling out all the stops and making your offer shine and doing all the things to get your offer accepted. And then it gets, you know, gets accepted, and you go, well, actually, I don't think I want to buy that house, you know. Mm-hmm. And you have every right to do that if you're within that contingency period. But the reason I say that is that don't just put an offer in knowing that you're going to go through all these inspections after, you know. Mm-hmm. So do some research up front, but also know that you kind of know that you want this house, not just to be throwing offers out, because it really messes up everything. And when I say we all talk, you know, then it's like, oh, well, they put an offer in on this house and did that, and now, you know, now they may not like us. Most agents understand, because we all go through the same thing. Mm-hmm. But it just, you know, it's not the best way to do it, but you do have that, the out of having those contingencies.
And I just want to add in there, a lot of that happens when buyers back out, is because the seller didn't do those inspections ahead of time, and so there's something came up in the inspections, and they're like, oh, no, I don't want to deal with that, and they back out. So
So get those. Yeah, as a seller, it's really important, because then maybe they're going to write a non-contingent offer because you already did all the work for them. Or you can at least do like a 5-day contingency period for inspections, not, you know, 15 days, because it is taking a couple of weeks now to get inspections done. Okay, we got to take a break. And we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the VA purchase and the fact that surviving spouses are eligible for those VA, and sometimes the surviving child as well. But there's you know, limitations to that. So we'll talk about that when we get back. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team, and you're listening to The Real Estate Hour. We'll be right back.
The Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. They'll be right back with more on KSRO.
Does your business need advertising but cash flow is a challenge? Then contact us at the My Sonoma Deals program. It's a cashless program based on trade. Are you a restaurant, a golf course, a boutique, car wash, bowling alley, jewelry store, or florist? There are so many categories. Contact My Sonoma Deals now to find out if your business qualifies. Just go online to mysonomadeals.com and click on contact. That's mysonomadeals.com and click on contact.
Listen to Dr. Walter Tom the first Thursday of the month on KSRO's Ask the Expert series from 12:30 to 1. Dr. Walter Tom has been voted the best cosmetic surgeon every year since 2016. His mission is to improve patient self-confidence by enhancing their self-image with advanced technology in a warm and safe environment. Listen to podcasts of the show on KSRO.com. Just click on Ask the Expert. Tune in the first Thursday of the month for Ask the Expert with Dr. Walter Tom on KSRO.
Now back to the Real Estate Hour, hosted by Allison and Stephanie Norman. Now, here are Allison and Stephanie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Sunday morning. Hey. Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Thank you.
It's kind of my day, too. Right?
It is, yes.
The day I birthed you.
Yes, thank you for bringing me into this world.
Yes, Santa Rosa Kaiser. You're truly a local girl.
I am. Yes.
Born at Santa Rosa Kaiser, 6:36 a.m. I don't know why I remember that. I remember, I have four kids. I remember yours, and I remember Michelle's. Sorry, boys.
Well, your first daughter and your second daughter.
I think they were all born kind of in the morning, you know, early morning. I think Michelle was like 1:15 a.m. or something like that, after 24 hours of labor. Got easier after that. But anyway, okay, let's talk about, let's shift gears extremely to, we want to talk about, because it is Memorial Day and you know, and just a reminder, I know you, Joe, you're a veteran. Yes. And, I know you get a lot of thank you for your service today. U.S. Navy. Were you a Navy guy? Yeah. So thank you for your service. However, what you've told us in the past, and other people say, this isn't about me today. It's a Memorial Day. Mm-hmm. It's not Veterans Day. It's for the veterans. So we talk a lot, and we really kind of talk all year long about the VA eligibility and VA loans and all of that. Mm-hmm. But today, so I don't want to do a deep dive into that today. We'll do that another day. But today is about the remembering those who passed during the war, multiple wars, and just the memorial for that. But I did want to bring up the fact we work with a lot of veterans and doing VA loans. Haven't yet done a VA loan for a surviving spouse. I think a lot of people don't know that that's a thing.
Yeah.
And hopefully the Veterans Administration is letting them know, hey, by the way, you qualify for all these benefits. One of those benefits is the use of the VA loan that in honor of your spouse who died. And a couple of things. Is, so the question is, can a surviving spouse get a VA loan? Yes, the answer is yes. The surviving spouses may be eligible for a VA loan, typically if they haven't remarried and their spouse died in the line of duty or due to a service-connected disability. And then some other cases where they're eligible is the spouse of a service member listed in as MIA or POW for more than 90 days, the spouse of a veteran receiving compensation at the time of death for a service-connected disability rated totally disabling, the spouse of a veteran continuously rated totally disabled for at least 10 years immediately preceding death, the spouse of a veteran continuously rated totally disabled for at least 5 years from the date of discharge or release from active duty, or the spouse of a veteran who was a former POW who died after September 30th, 1999, and was continuously rated totally disabled for at least 1 year immediately preceding death. Spouses who remarry after the significant other's death may still be eligible for a loan, provided they did so on or after turning 57 and on or after December 16, 2003. And then additionally, spouses who purchased a home with VA loan are eligible to refinance using the VA Streamline program. So it's just important to know that, you know. Yeah. And so what we really like about the VA loan is, you know, it's a no money down loan, which there aren't very many of them. It is an assumable loan. It's only one of two. FHA is the other one where you can purchase a home with VA financing and assume a VA finance loan on a property. We have one that's going to be coming up where they have under 3% interest rate right now. And a VA loan is assumable. So they, so the veteran purchasing the house could go through the process of, you know, they got to work directly with that lender and with our help, of course. And then they can assume the portion of the loan, and then they're going to be getting their own loan to fill that gap because, you know, it's probably worth the, probably the loan is smaller than the actual purchase price. So they can put cash down or, and then assume that lower amount, or they can get us an additional loan. But it's a really good product, and it's, you know, if you don't have the right agent helping you on either side of that, there's still a lot of misconception in the real estate community about, and I think it's getting better to where a lot more agents really understand what the VA and what that means.
Yeah, well, and then the biggest thing is having an agent that knows all about it and knows how to explain it to the seller's agent, because not all agents know about it, and a lot of the times the seller's agent doesn't know, so they can't the seller sees the offer and they're like, oh, what is that?
And they're all, oh, that means they're going to make you fix all the repairs. It's like, well, shoot, we don't want to do that. Well, guess what, you know, it doesn't say the seller has to fix it, it says that somebody has to fix it. So we've, a lot of times the buyer's done it, you know, and it takes some coordination. It takes some explaining, like you said, or you put a cap on how much you're asking them to fix, you know, not to exceed a certain amount of money. Or you, you know, you figure it out, or you offer a little bit higher, and then ask them to do the repairs. There's lots of ways to do it, but that's all we have time to talk about. But and just know, as a spouse, you know, we're sorry for your loss, but you are eligible for these things. You had something real quick before Joe has to...
We will have all this posted on our Facebook page, the Real Estate Hour with Allison and Stephanie Norman. We'll have it on our YouTube and social media and...
All the things. Woohoo, look for us. I'm Allison Norman.
I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team. You're listening to the Real Estate Hour. Happy birthday, Stephanie.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Real Estate Hour. Heard every Sunday morning right here on KSRO for over 35 years. Hosted by Allison Norman and Stephanie Norman, local realtors with local real estate experience. A mother-daughter real estate team with Keller Williams Realty Wine Country. Call or text 707-799-3617. DRE license number 0172-0334 and 0220-9237. More next week right here on KSRO.
The proceeding was a paid presentation. Your home for